Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Today's cattle futures market ended lower on the day with August live cattle down 95 at 120.17. The October's down 92 at 125.60. December live's down 47, 131.32. Feeder cattle were down $1.75 in August at 155.65, and that was 62. That was the weakest contract we had today. And we reached the lowest level since the first part of July. So disappointing there for the August live cattle. There's a lot of people that look at the price there versus the price of live cattle and the price of feed and wonder how they're still as high as they are. But then there's another group out there that are saying the sell barns in the cash market is as strong as it's ever been. So it's kind of a tale of two different worlds. The box beef at midday today was down 224 at 267.63. Select was down 43 cents at 252.05. The choice select spread was 15.58. And that was on 100 loads at midday. Today's hog market was up. Despite the cattle being down, we were up $1.35 in the August at 105.65. The October is up $1.35 here at 90.75. The cash trade this week looks like it's going to be from about 117 to 120, so that's disappointing. On the 22nd, next Thursday, we have a cold storage, and on Friday the 23rd, a cattle on feed report.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
And today's grain futures market was mixed here. We had the Chicago wheat up anywhere from 13 to 21. Minneapolis wheat up 23 to 25. The Minneapolis wheats continue to be the leader here with September at 9.17 and a quarter. That was about 8 off the high, but that's a new contract high for September. Minneapolis wheat, and then September Kansas City at 6.51 and a half, up 11 and a quarter. It's getting back to the close to the high from July 1st, but we're still well off the highs from back in the month of May. Today's corn futures down 4 to 8 cents. It really had a bad close. It got weaker throughout the day and then really sold off going into the close. It's really disappointing. But beans were able to hold on here up 9 to 12 cents overall, with November up 11 and 3 quarters at 13.91. The cotton market was up 88 in December, 89.93. That December cotton just continues to move right along here. We're actually on the highs now. So hopefully that market will continue through the summer. I know that there's a lot of people saying the cotton crop doesn't really look that great at this point here in southwest Oklahoma and north Texas. The Dow Jones currently down 252 points at 34,611. It's right on the lows. The S&P's down 26. Crude oil's kind of fought its way back here to unchanged at $71.38 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.